Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman of Needham has talked publicly for the first time about being sexually abused.
I was in denial. I was like, I don't even know what to think. You don't want to let yourself believe, you know, I am a victim of sexual abuse. Like, it's really not an easy thing to let yourself believe that.
On CBS's 60 Minutes last night, the gold medalist said she was abused by Larry Nassar, the longtime national team doctor. Nassar first treated Raisman 8 years ago when she was 15 years old. He's in jail awaiting sentencing for charges of possessing child pornography. He also faces charges related to sexual abuse allegations from the gymnasts he treated. WBUR Sports and Society reports Shira Springer is here to talk about this. Morning, Shira.
Good morning.
So Raisman joins more than 130 other women who say this man sexually abused them. What did Raisman say about the abuse, and why is it significant that she came forward?
Well, Raisman didn't go into detail about her abuse, but she did talk about how Nassar gained her trust by giving her gifts and grooming her. And she also talked about how naive she was about what was going on.
Nobody ever educated me on make sure you're not alone with an adult, you know, make sure he's not making you uncomfortable. I didn't know the signs. I didn't know what sexual abuse really was. And I think that needs to be communicated to all of these athletes, no matter the age.
And it's significant that Allie Raisman came forward because she's one of the most decorated female gymnasts in U.S. history. So the more prominent gymnasts come forward, the more it underscores how this could happen to anybody. Nassar wasn't just preying on young club gymnasts. He was preying on elite gymnasts as well. And it speaks to the pervasive culture in USA Gymnastics, too.
Well, she's talked about that, and Raisman has said that she hopes that this will help people look at the culture that allowed Nassar to allegedly sexually abuse young gymnasts. So what exactly, what type of culture is she talking about, Shira?
Well, it's a culture where young athletes are disempowered from a very young age. They're told to trust authority figures, to do whatever they say without questioning that and without complaint. It's also a culture where there are long road trips to competitions, where there are long, lonely training camps, and you're looking for a friend to reach out to. And Nassar presented himself as a friend who could be trusted to these young women.
And so do you think that, you know, you've mentioned how prominent Allie Raisman is. Do you think she has the power to create this kind of change?
I do. Again, it's a question of more prominent athletes coming out, more prominent gymnasts coming out and saying something. And the more they come out, the more urgent and widespread this problem seems, and the more USA Gymnastics and other sports, quite frankly, are likely to take action. That being said, even before Raisman came out, USA Gymnastics was instituting some reforms. That included better reporting of sexual abuse or alleged sexual abuse. They are also creating a database. So if an adult is kicked out of a club, that adult doesn't have the opportunity to go to another club and endanger other athletes. And they're instituting some more rigorous education of athletes and parents.
Hmm. But this presumably is not only a problem in gymnastics. What about other sports?
It's a problem in any sport where you disempower young athletes and they're told not to complain and simply follow their authority figures, whether it be coaches, doctors, trainers. So I think education is really the key part in all of this, teaching young athletes what to recognize. And I've talked to some abuse victims and they say simply, you know, listen, you're taught in school, safe sex, don't do drugs, stranger danger, but nobody tells you what grooming looks like or the dangers presented by someone you may know who may be grooming you for sexual abuse.
All right. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.